Welcome back to Daf and Depth. Shabbos Daf Mem Ches. Towards the bottom of Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. HaPesach Pesatzav or B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. Someone who opens up the neck of a garment on Shabbos is Chayiv Chatos. Why? Rashi Dibur HaMaschil Chayiv Chatos. Tahashto Kamashvi Le'mono. V'Chayiv Bishom Maka B'Patish. V'Hainu Gemar Melacha. The reason why someone is Chayiv Chatos when he opens up the neck of a shirt is because he's a Maka B'Patish. He's being germ with the malacha. He's completing the beged when he opens up this hole on top. Rashi Dibur HaMaschil Avol Le'Poischin on the previous price also says Tahashta Avod Le'Mana when you Peseach the base of tzavar of a shirt, you are a Makeh B'Patish, and that's why you're going to be Chayev V'Chatos. If you look in the Ramban, the Makeh Staf Gimel Amud Beis asks a simple question. Why does Rashi have to say that the Chayev Chatos is because of Makeh B'Patish? Because Tikkun Kli. Why can we say that the reason why Chayiv is because of Kereya? One of the Lamates Malachis is tearing on Shabbos. Over here, you are tearing open this beged, so you should be Chayiv Mishom Kereya. And he says, to be a makam to say that you're not Chayiv only when you're a Kereya al Manas Litvar. And not over here, when you're tearing this beged, not to put it back together. You're opening the hole, that the hole should remain. So therefore, you can't be Chayiv because of Kereya. You have to be Chayiv because of Makeh B'Patish. The Achrayim ask Rabbi Kiva Eger and others. Kiva Eger is in the Mishnayis and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, that a Kireya doesn't need a Manas Litvar B'Poyel. All you have to have is that you're not a Makalkal. In order for Kireya to be Chayiv, it has to be that you're not being Makalkal whatever Beged you're tearing. But it doesn't have to be a positive Al Manas Litvar that you plan on sewing it back up. And he has a fascinating Raya. He says that the Mishnah, I think it's in Perek Gimel of Masechet Shabbos, someone who does kriya on a mace, a person is chayiv to do a kriya on a mace that he's one of his zayin krayvim. That chiyuv of kriya is not a manas litvar, and you're chayiv. The bir halacha and simin shin mem sif yadal bir maskel v'loy brings other rayas from different places, different rishonim to this concept that a kireya doesn't have to be a manas litvar with a positive idea that he's going to go ahead and do a tefira. Even if he's just not a makalkal, that's enough to be chayiv for kireya. So back to our question. You're back to the Ramban's question. Why did Rashi have to say that the reason why you're chayiv over here is because of Makeh B'Patish over here, where I'm opening through a kriya the neck of the shirt, I should be chayiv because of kireya, even though it's not a manas litvar. So the Eila Shabbos and the Bir Halacha say as svara that the reason why there's no meleches kireya when you're opening up a beis hatzavar is not because it's not a manas litvar. Like we just mentioned, that in order to be chayiv, you don't have to have a positive al manas litvar. As long as it's not a maisa mekalkel, you should be chayiv. So the reason why they say that you're not chayiv when you open up a beis hatzavar mishom kireya is because over here, the purpose of this kriya is pure tikkun. And it's only shayach to be chayiv on kireya when the actual ripping that I'm doing is some sort of destruction. Even though I have to have that this destruction is going to lead to some sort of tikkun, but if I'm doing something where the actual kriya is a tikkun, like over here, I'm ripping open this shirt in order to use the shirt. So the actual ripping is pure tikkun. It's not shayach to be chayiv mishum kareya. So again, although I don't have to have a manas litvar mamish, like I see when I'm doing kriya for a mace, but I have to have that the kriya that I'm doing is some sort of destructive process with a tikkun mitzaracher, like by a mace, I'm doing it for a mitzvah. But where my actual kriya, where the kriya itself is not to destroy the beged, where the kriya itself is to make the beged, there it's not shayach to be chayiv mishum kireya. However, if you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in Perek Klal Gadol, he says, I have a mefurish a tosfos daf ayin gimel amud beis that says that a person is only chayiv by kireya manas litvar, and he brings a raya from the way tosfos compares kireya to kaitzer. Not enough time to get into the discussion, but he says, I have a taisvis that says, you need amnas litvar, and it's tzarech iyan gadol, because like I proved to you before, I have a mishnah that by kriya for a meis yechayiv, even though it's not amnas litvar. And he remains with the question. If you look at the Avnei Nezer says, it's not such a raya, it's not such a question from kriya by a meis. Kriya by a meis, soif kol soif, we could say that the person would like to sew his beged back up. Although it's a doichik, but he wants to say, the taisvis is going to have to say that by a mace, the kriya over there is also a manas litvar. So just to review, we have Rashi that says clearly that the chiyuv has to be makah bepatish. And we have two reasons why we are explaining that it can't be chayev because of kireya. One, you have the way the Ramban says that it's not kireya manas litvar, and therefore you can't be chayev. We have the achrayim that are unhappy with that because they have rayas that kriya doesn't have to be a manas litvar. So you have to say that the reason why you can't be chayev because of kireya, because over here at the end of the day there is no destruction at all. The whole kriya is a pure tikkun for the beged. One other point worth mentioning is the achrayim when they discuss what the Rambam shita is. The simple reading of the Rambam would seem to indicate that the chiyuv here is not makah bepatish, rather it's kireya. One thing they point out when they're discussing how could it be kireya is they say that the Gemara asks on the halacha of Rav Yehuda that says when you open a beis hatzavar you chayiv achatos, they ask from a case of magufas chavis. When someone smashes off the top of a chavis, over there it's mavura that you're not going to be chayiv on Shabbos. And they ask that if the chiyuv over here by opening a beis hatzavar is because of kireya, then what's the comparison to magufas beis hachavis? Over there, this is definitely not going to be kireya. If you learn like Rashi, that the chiyuv when you open a beis hatzavar is makah bepatish, so we understand the question. How could Rav Yehuda say that you chayev achatos when you open up a beis hatzavar? Why is it different than smashing off the top of a barrel that over there you're not going to be chayev? L'chayre, over there it should be a makah bepatish as well. So that's just another smach to understand why we have to say the sugya is the sugya of makah bepatish. Have a wonderful day.